have anything better than he has. So consequently, when I finally hit the big time as a boss jock, I could tell deep inside it was hurting down it. I remember I first got into the money with his stale. And that's when I bought the first big house, the first big car, and the first boat. So I had Daddy over to look at it. And he pulled up in his old Biscayne in the driveway. I mean, that car was so bad off, he kept jumper cables right there on the front seat because he knew he'd be named him. He got out and looked at the big old house that I had. I said, Daddy, come on in here. And he didn't say nothing. You know, normally somebody would say, wow, look at this house. This is nice. But I could just see his jaw was set. He's looking around. Looking at the chandelier. He said, well, Mr. Fancy, ain't you got no place to spit? I said, oh, Daddy, you didn't bring a quid in the house. Did you, Daddy? Spit that. I gave him a... Estelle, give me a paper towel. Daddy, spit your wad out in it. Don't be doing that in my new house. So I showed him around. I said, look at this bathroom, Daddy. He said, what's this, a water fountain? I said, it's a bidet, Daddy. It's a bidet. Look at it. Look at it. It's got shower massage and everything. 16 faucets come out here. And I took him out. Like, feel the carpet, Daddy. Feel how you sing up the ankles in that bad boy. That nice. Oh, Daddy, look at the swimming pool back here. And he wasn't saying nothing. And it was galling me, you know, because I done worked hard as a boss jock. I said, look at these, Daddy, parquet floors here, huh? Like this in the kitchen here, these parquet. Nice, huh? Hey, look at this. There's a cooking island in the kitchen. Yeah, you cook right in the middle so you can walk around. You ain't hunched over in some corner. Cooking island, they call it. Daddy didn't say nothing. He just stared. I figured maybe Estelle would like them. I said, Estelle, show Daddy around the place, huh? Nope. I thought about it for a while. I sat down, lit up a candle. And as I pulled on my smoking jacket, I got to thinking about it. I said, Daddy, can I talk to you? Estelle, go in the kitchen a second, bring us a cold beer, will you? I said, Daddy, I understand why you ain't saying nothing. You're a little resentful, and I understand that, too. Here you are, a man more than twice my age. And all your life, you never made more than 10 G's. You're still working on the loading dock, and if you're lucky, you get 3 hours overtime. And here I am, just a young punk, this big old mansion, big old boat, big old car, limousine. And you're thinking to yourself, what have I accomplished in my life? Here's my boy, already gone vastly ahead of me materially. What have I accomplished? Well, I said, don't feel bad, Daddy, because you're a great man. You've accomplished a good life, and you've made me powerful enough to do all this. And for that, I'm very appreciative. He said, don't be so big for your britches, boy. The reason I ain't saying nothing is, number one, you ain't so hot. Your tonic water's flat. You ain't got cable TV. And your wife administers a lousy snarling, gnarling.
Oh, no!
It's the best of